والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وفضل الله الطاعات. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا، اللهم آمين. I read a story about a young man who had a very horrible car accident. The end result of this car accident was that he was completely paralyzed. مشلول شلل تام. The only thing that he can do is just to talk. That's it. He was completely, completely disabled. He was asked, this person was asked, what is the most important wish that he would love to achieve in case he is able to achieve? He said, I have just three wishes I would love to achieve. The first wish was, قال أن أسجد لله سجدة لا أقوم منها. He said to do a sujood, just one sajda, to prostrate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A prostration, a sajda that I do not raise up my head from till Allah takes my soul. The first one. Second one, قال أن أقلب المصحف بيدي. To flip over the pages of the Quran by my own hand, because he's not able to move anything in his body. This is the second wish. The third one, قال أن أضم والدتي بيدي. Just to give my mother a hug. And that's it. This is the only three wishes. When I was thinking about this, the only question that came to my mind, I personally, what if, or what's the possibility that I might be in his place at any moment? At any moment. Just slippery stairs with a peel of a banana could let me be like him in a few hours from now, any one of us. So I can't understand, maybe from the story, maybe this person, he's having this kind of feeling of regrets. Maybe he was not praying. That's why the only thing that he was, he wishes to achieve just to do the prostration and just Allah, inshallah, to finish his life. Maybe he was not having any kind of relation with the Quran. That's why he wishes just to hold the Quran. We are all having this opportunity. Maybe he was disrespectful person for his mother. That's why he wishes just to give her a hug to say I'm sorry, or to kiss her, or to any kind of expression of saying sorry or expressing love. Maybe he was very tough with his mother. Never ever in his life he expressed any kind of emotions for his mother. Maybe she was crying to give him a hug, but he was refusing. You know, I'm old enough now, don't do this with me, you know? Especially the adults, when they became adults, hey, don't embarrass me, don't give me a hug in front of the people, I'm Zamanusort, you know? Sometimes. So subhanAllah, to the question basically, I'm addressing this for myself, Allah, when I was thinking to talk about this, any one of us, on top of you and myself, we might lose the opportunity to touch the Quran or to let our forehead be on the ground for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to do anything else so as not to regret. Let us all, this is a reminder for myself and for my respected brothers and sisters, whatever Allah enables you to do, which is under your control, from things that you know they are so close and so beloved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do your best to achieve the best of them. Because when the time comes and you might not be able, we can't realize the degree or the level of regret that we will be having. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmatihi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.